And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 9th of March, 2025. March 9th is National American Paddlefish Day. The American paddlefish is a 125 million year old prehistoric species of freshwater fish. They existed long before the dinosaurs and have occupied the Mississippi Valley and its watershed for 65 million years. The paddlefish has come to have many names. The Mississippi paddlefish, spoonbill, and spoonbill cat are among them. The unique fish species has a long paddle-shaped nose called a rostrum, which distinguishes it from other American freshwater fish. Paddlefish feed on tiny zooplankton. Toward the middle of the 1900s, American paddlefish populations and habitats hit a sharp decline. The construction of modern dams and overfishing were driving the species towards extinction. Fishers poached the fish for their eggs, a caviar delicacy in restaurants. Many efforts have been made to protect the prehistoric paddlefish. In 1914, Louisiana stepped up as the first state to protect the threatened species amidst the high demands for Cajun caviar by banning the commercial trade of roe in Louisiana. By 2006, the world trade in wild caviar was banned when the 9 major caviar-producing countries failed to prove to the Convention on International Trade in Endangered Species that their wild fish were not at risk of endangerment. In 2019, the Chinese paddlefish was declared extinct, leaving the American paddlefish as the world's only remaining species. The Shreveport Aquarium established National American Paddlefish Day in 2019 to raise awareness about the American paddlefish's plight. The Shreveport Aquarium rear the threatened species in the hope that they can once more repopulate Caddo Lake. The paddlefish, once found in almost every river in the central and eastern United States and Canada, can now only be found in the Mississippi and Missouri River tributaries and Mobile Bay drainage basin. A festival is held every year in March known as the Shreveport Paddlefish Festival. Today is also World Kidney Day. The kidneys perform essential functions such as filtering waste products, regulating fluid balance, producing urine, producing hormones, maintaining blood pH, and activating vitamin D. Their proper functioning is crucial for overall health and well-being. Diets commonly consumed in Western countries are important contributors to kidney disease and its progression. The Western eating pattern is high in calories, dietary acid, and saturated fats from animal products, sodium, phosphorus, and refined sugars, and low in fruits, vegetables, legumes, and other foods high in fiber and antioxidants. Studies have shown that plant-based diets help prevent and manage kidney disease. Red and processed meat increase the risk for kidney disease and exacerbate progression of pre-existing kidney disease. Use of plant-based foods in treatment showed comparable results to oral medications, with added improvements to blood pressure, weight, and other health outcome measures. And here is a poem for today by Alan Strang. How can we fool the rooster? Our rooster wakes at 5:30 and crows with all his might. He tries to wake the people up before the day is light. When Daddy hears the rooster crow, he knows he should awake and light the kitchen fire so Ma can cook the Johnny cake. Now maybe we can fool my dad that it's 5:30 when it's 4:30. And maybe the system's the best we have had to fool some thousands of people or more. But how can we fool that rooster? I've always thought our rooster had a clock inside his head, and I don't know how we can fix it so we can set the clock ahead. I asked my dad, and he said to me, "Why, son, you surely know, a rooster's instinct wakens him and tells him when to crow." Now the hands of the clock we can turn ahead. We can fool the people and feel content. But the thing that worries me night and day and on which my entire thought is bent is how can we fool that rooster? How Can We Fool the Rooster by Alan Strang. This has been the Vegan's Almanac with the reminder to spring ahead.